Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today is here on this edition of the show. My producer and I, Sean Glastamaki, are going to go through some trust or bust fantasy players. Also, Jamie Eisenberg joins us in about 20 minutes from now. So let's get it rolling. Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today is on the air. Craig Mish back with you live here on the show. Let me say that again, L-I-V-E. So if you want to dial up the show, here is the phone number. I'm going to give it to you nice and slow, 844-843-6879. Did you miss it? Here it is again, 844-843-6879. We got Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports coming up soon. We had a really fun conversation, and you'll be able to hear it in about 20 minutes from now. Of course, we've got some exit velocity, but we also, you know, we'll dive into a lot of topics here on this show. And the first one that we discussed earlier is Devin Singletary. Looks like he's going to be out this week for the Buffalo Bills. Now, I've had some pretty strong opinions, I think, on the show on Devin Singletary and how much I like him, but how much I think that this is not going to be the season that fantasy owners are hoping for. And there's one simple reason for that, and that reason is Frank Gore. Now, remember, Frank Gore, last year with Miami, everyone blamed Kenyon Drake's non-usage on Adam Gase. And so how many teams will Frank Gore play for where he, as we would say, stunt the growth of fantasy football owners of the younger players on that team? Because he definitely did it last year with Kenyon Drake, and he was doing it again this year with Devin Singletary. Now Singletary's probably going to be out. What if Frank Gore has a really big game against Cincinnati? That is possible. Although I will tell you this, and Sean's probably not going to like to hear this, I think that this is going to be a close game. I don't think Buffalo blows anybody out. I think they probably win, but I think it is very close this week. I'm a little concerned that if I had to predict game flow, that Buffalo goes up 7-3, Cincinnati makes it 10-7, Buffalo makes it 10-10, Bills make it 17-10, Bills make it 20-10, Cincinnati makes it 20-17, game over. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
A cover, I think, for Cincinnati could be on deck. But look, I think the Bills win. And by the way, if I was going to do a teaser, I may tease Buffalo down and throw another game in there. That may not be a bad way to go. Alshon Jeffrey of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mike Garofalo, reporting this morning that they're holding out hope that Jeffrey can play this week and Dallas Goedert. Now, DeSean Jackson is already out, and so the wide receivers shape up like this. Nelson Aguilar, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and Mac Hollins. Don't know a lot about Mac Hollins, I got to be honest with you, but that's kind of where that stands at the moment. Last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars took care of Tennessee in a way that was embarrassing, honestly. I don't know if I'm willing to put all of this on Mariota at this point. And as Brad Ziegler and I talked about in the previous segment, don't forget that arguably on the offensive line, at least from what they say, I don't know this to be fact, but from what they say, the left tackle in pro football is the most valuable spot because it covers your blind side, right? Like, that's what they say in the NFL. And if Taylor Lewan is the best left tackle in football, which he's got to be, what, top two, top three? I believe he is. Missing him is a really big deal. I will be more curious when Luan comes back as to how Tennessee plays, as opposed to how they're playing right now. I don't think it's a great indication. In college football, we got three big games coming up this week. We got a lot of big games coming up this week, but we got three ranked games coming up this week. And I'll tell you, it's for me, and you know, I make fun of Sean because he always takes the favorites, and that's true. But it's rare for me to take such a big favorite. But I will say this. How does Notre Dame stay with Georgia this week? I don't know, man. I am not willing to go down Notre Dame road anymore after that college football playoff.
Give me the points in that one.
You like Notre Dame?
14.5? It's a lot of points. You like Jake Fromm that much? I don't believe him, Jake Fromm.
I do not like Notre Dame. I saw them play. Was it Clemson that they played against last year in the playoff?
Yeah, 33.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was an embarrassment.
I hear you.
And wouldn't you say that Georgia is at least on the same level as Clemson?
I would say that.
Maybe
yes.
Better? Yeah.
Possibly.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
It's a tough match.
I hate laying points in general. I hate it. But I may have to actually do that in this game. It's not something that I want to do, though. Michigan and Wisconsin. Sean likes Michigan in this one. He's a Michigan fan, so take that with a little bit of a grain of salt.
Thanks, Craig.
But I would take the dog here, so I would agree with you there. And then the third, what am I missing? There's a third tie. Oh, Texas A&M and Auburn. This is a tough one to call. I think I'll go Texas A&M.
Kellen Mond, Auburn, does he bounce back? He had a tough game against Auburn.
Auburn's got some injuries, if I'm not mistaken, some pretty big injuries. So I would go with them as well. And then the game that I'll be watching, of course, this weekend on Saturday is what about my Gators, huh? My Florida Gators came back in a big way to beat Kentucky last week. Love that. Now they're going to take on Tennessee. And Tennessee, the Gators laying 14 points in this game. But here's the good news. Tonight, if you catch the Wager Alarm live stream, Howard Bender and I, we went 7-0 in the Golden Nugget contest last week. 7-0. We're going to try and do it again this week, and also we'll have our Super Contest picks. We went 3-2 in the Super Contest last week. So we already have our picks made. He and I are going back and forth during the show on email and text. We've got our 7 picks for the Golden Nugget. We're closing in on our 5 picks for the Super Contest. And you guys can keep track of those at footballcontest.com. They list all of the different contests that we are involved in as well as everybody else. All right, Fantasy Football Trust or Bust is coming up next. Sean will ask me some questions. I'll answer them. Of course, we'll get his opinions as well. Then Jamie Eisenberg will join us right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be right back.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repair? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Do you trust me?
Trust?
Do you trust me?
Or bust?
You are so busted.
Music in here for the Trust or Bust. The Bavona special. Gotta love it right there. Makes you want to groove right there. You know, get under the covers with a little Trust or Bust. Pump that up there a little bit, Sean.
Yeah. Do you trust me? Do you really, really trust me this week? OJ Howard, I love you.
Yeah, we need a little something different there, Sean. Okay, so before we get to Trust or Bust, what about the pizza place I told you about a few weeks ago?
Have Suprema?
You
been back there? Yes, yeah. I have been. Yes.
Several times?
I wouldn't say several. A couple more times. Yeah. Maybe several more times.
Did it live up to the billing?
I like it. I like the Suprema special. It has a lot of roasted peppers on it and sausage and all kinds of stuff. That's my favorite. Their regular slice is not that great, but I definitely would recommend going there when you come in town.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be there at the very least in March. I'll be there in March for.
Oh, God. I think.
I don't know. When am I going to get there before then? I mean, it's a busy football season. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Listen, note to Mike Cardano.
Oh, good.
I offered to host a weekend over at the FanDuel Casino, but you got to, you know, get me up there. That's the way it's got to work.
I'll put in a word.
Put in a good word with the big bosses. Okay. Let's do it. Fantasy football, trust or bust. What you got?
Okay, you mentioned it. Devin Singletary out for the Buffalo Bills. That means Frank Gore is going to get the lion's share of the carries for the Buffalo Bills. Do you trust Frank Gore against the Cincinnati Bengals this week?
Yeah, I think that he'll disappoint some people because it is still Frank Gore, but I could see a stat line for him of 22 carries, 87 yards, and one touchdown. That would be my projection, which is a bona fide, really, honestly, close to an RB1 at that point, right? Like 6 points
yeah.
there. I mean, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. So I would say yes, I do trust him. I think that it'll be a volume deal for him for sure. And when Joe was on the show, we've talked about Singletary a lot. There's no denying Singletary will be the better back. He probably is the better back already. But Frank Gore sets the great example for other teammates. He works really hard. Coaches love him. This has been going on for a decade, and that's why Frank Gore plays, and their backup running backs usually do not. And so Gore paving the way for Singletary, who, of course, next season will be an absolute monster in fantasy. But not this year, Sean.
All right. The Patriots have a big game this weekend against the New York Jets. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah. So this next player comes in play here. Josh Gordon. Do you trust Gordon this week?
Yeah, I gotta make a call here on Josh Gordon in two different leagues that I'm in. Have him in this guillotine league. I think I'm I think with Josh Gordon, if you're playing in a standard league, I think you got to consider some other options here. The only problem is that he could be the one that has a great game and Antonio Brown does not. It seems to me with the amount of mouths that Brady usually feeds that everybody could get involved in this. So I do think that the notion of him doing nothing is a little bit overrated. But I feel like Gordon this Sunday against the Jets is going to be very touchdown dependent. Because if the game gets out of hand, yes, Belichick will still throw, but I am concerned that the targets would be a lot less because more running would be involved. My stat line for Gordon this week, an upside, would be 4 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown. I don't think it's going to be more than that. You got Edelman there and you got Brown, but Brady does a good job of keeping everybody involved, so I think Gordon still will be involved, although I do think that he ends up being a bust this week against the New York Jets.
Interesting. I changed the music, too. I got some NFL Films music up there for you. All right.
What in the world was that other song? I heard some woman singing in the background,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's new.
What mood was Chris in at the time that he did this?
I don't know.
Seriously, Chris.
We'll have to change that.
I mean, normally he's on point with that, but, man, what was the thought process there where I said trust or bust, and he went and digged through all the volumes of music that he had, and he picked that one? That's mm-hmm. the one I got to know.
Yeah. I have nothing for you there. I know. I'm trying to
tell
think.
Tell him to text me the answer to that if you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I will. All right, let's continue. Trust or bust. O.J. Howard this week against the Giants. Bucks tight end. Do you trust O.J. Howard this week?
I do not. No. I'm going to play the trend and let the trend be my friend. Howard's done nothing through two games. Why all of a sudden would he do something in week three? I understand the Giants have had trouble covering the tight end now for a couple of years. They've been a great DFS fade as far as defenses are concerned, but I thought Howard was overrated. I sound like Joe Pisapia. I thought O.J. Howard's overrated going into the season. I don't have him on any of my teams, and I'm going to say that he's a bust this week in fantasy.
All right, let's continue. Chiefs wide receivers Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson. Do you trust him this week?
Tough one. That is tough. Here's what I'm going to say. I think Sammy Watkins has a bounce back this week. I think so. I think that Kansas City is a week-to-week type thing. You never know who's going to do what. I see Watkins and I see Kelsey having big games. I think Robinson ends up being a mistake pickup. Hardman has this incredible speed that if he catches the ball in the open field, he could run it all the way for a touchdown. That's the only reason why I would even consider playing him. I'm going to say that Hardman and Robinson are both busts. And I think Watkins and Kelsey are the trusts, although I wonder if I should be playing Darwin Robinson this week. I guess we'll have to wait and see on that.
Okay, let's move on. Let's stick with the wide receivers. And Cam Newton battling a foot injury. Oh. There's no official word, but likely to be out this week. Kyle Allen steps up. Do you trust the Panthers wide receivers with Kyle Allen as a QB?
Steve Smith still
so
there?
So Curtis Samuel? No, he's not. He's not there.
No? Musa Muhammad? No?
No, he's gone.
No. Yeah, I'm going to say
Prohl?
Bust. Yeah, I'm going to say bust. I've never been high on any of these Carolina guys. They seem to keep taking guys high in the draft, like first day, but maybe it is a Cam Newton thing. Yeah, I would ask you this, Sean. What happens if Kyle Allen goes out there and just is amazing?
He's going to continue to start.
He may, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a chance of that happening. I don't think that there's a chance of that in New Orleans. I think if Teddy Bridgewater was great and he went 4-1, I think they still would put Drew Brees back in there. I don't know. I think that there is some concern for a lot of reasons for Cam Newton. I don't know if Kyle Allen's going to do anything. I don't have a lot of experience with this kid, so I'm not really sure what he's going to end up doing. But this is the one guy that could end up winning a job if he plays really well. I mean, look, Mason Rudolph's got that gig no matter what, I think, for the rest of the season. I wonder if the end is near for Cam Newton. He's had a great career. He's played a long time, but
it might be. It might be near. We might see an Andrew Luck situation where he just has
it
enough.
Could be. I wonder what his contract situation is. I should have looked that up.
He's scheduled. I don't know the particulars, but he's made like $130 million in his career. So he's set for life. If that's all.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
I have another one
pizza.
For you. Yeah. Devontae Freeman against the Colts.
Ah, come on. Done. Bust. Finished. Over.
Really?
All right. Yeah, bad fantasy pick. Remember when we did the totals at the beginning? Oh, I don't know if I was with you or with Howard. But yeah, it was like so low. It was 850, and I'm like under that. Yeah, no. I think it's Devontae Freeman, also great career. Running back careers do not last long. and he's at the end of his, and very young guy, but he was really good as a platooner and a mixed backfield with Tevin Coleman, but I don't know that he's going to go back to being what he was 5 years ago. I think that those days are gone. So maybe he'll prove me wrong this week, but we'll see. Yeah,
right.
No, bust. I'm
we
done.
Have time for one more. Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, tandem at running back against the Rams.
Yeah.
Bust? Both busts?
Yes. I'm going to say both busts. This is one of those situations where I do like the Chargers this week. I have not been on Houston at the beginning of the season. In order to fill my narrative with Houston not being good, they're going to have to lose this game to the Chargers. I just don't like the way that they're coached. I don't like the way that they play. They got some offensive line issues. Hyde, I'm not huge on him, although I think that he was a little bit undervalued once he was cut. People shouldn't have cut him altogether. So I am going to say bust. And we'll end it with that. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. Hey, this is a fun couple segments coming up next here, because CBS Sports' Jamie Eisenberg joins me every single Friday here on the show, and we go through some of the big fantasy issues here on the program, and then we'll have some exit velocity, and then at the top of the hour, we turn it over to full-time fantasy. So stay tuned. Plenty more to come here on the show. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show, especially if you're listening to it, and it's the podcast over on iTunes or Android. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on FNTSY. Jamie Eisenberg up next on Fantasy Sports Today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you. 866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
The window.
Giancarlo Stanton back. He doubled, playing left field. Good news for Yankee fans. And Severino is was back and pitched well on Tuesday, and then Stanton's back on Wednesday. However, what are we going to get with Stanton? Are we going to get the same guy in the postseason who choked last year, or are we going to get the guy who hit 59 home runs for the Miami Marlins 2 years ago in the playoffs? So that's what matters.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Jamie Eisenberg.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As always, on this Friday, we check in with CBS Sports' Jamie Eisenberg. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, as we always review the Thursday night game and then look forward to the weekend in fantasy football. Boy, do we have a lot of topics to get to on this show. But first and foremost, Jamie, how about the Gators come back last week? Huh? New quarterback there. Trask looks pretty good. How you feeling about this week against Tennessee?
Obviously a little luck, you know, that missed field goal was big. But yeah, Trask looked good. You know, you wonder if, you know, this is the start of one of those magical runs that we see sometimes for backup quarterbacks, a la what we saw with Gardner Minshew to tie that in. But yeah, you know, hopefully this is a good stretch for Florida football, and you know, you and I have some fun things to celebrate on Saturday.
I hope so. They got Tennessee this week, and then Cupcake the following week, and then things get real serious. But it renewed my faith a little bit in watching it. I thought that was a real fun comeback for sure. Always seems like they come back and beat Kentucky in these weird games. But all right, so the NFL, you alluded to it. Gardner Minshew, man, that game got off to a different start than I thought it would have gotten off to. Minshew was fantastic in the first half, and then it looked like at that point the game plan was, hey, we're up big, we think our defense can hold, and that ended up being true. Wrong team ended up being favored for sure in that one, Jamie. It's kind of ironic, I think, also, is that even going back to last year, man, Thursday night home teams just really get the job done, whether it's fantasy or reality. We didn't see a ton of fantasy points last night, but arguably one of the fun performances to see from a backup quarterback in the NFL yesterday.
You know, he may be better than Nick Foles, you know, for what this team needs, you know, in terms of just being a guy that can actually make some plays. I think Foles is going to be a little bit more of a check down conservative type of guy when he's not in a Doug Peterson, Andy Reid type of offense, you know, a guy that will not necessarily take a lot of chances, which is why we liked D.D. Westbrook coming into the season, because he was a slot guy. And, you know, I thought he would be the guy that receives the most passes, and he had the most targets with the receiving corps. But you see what Minshew is doing. He's taking some chances, making some throws down the field, extending some plays because he's a little bit more mobile. So, you know, you wonder if by the time Nick Foles comes back, what the Jaguars' record is, if they would even consider keeping him as the starter. Fantasy-wise, though, you know, two of three games where he's appeared in over 20 fantasy points, and we're starting to get to those bye weeks where you're down Ben Roethlisberger, you're down Drew Brees, and you're going to be down several other guys on a week-to-week basis. You know, he may be an alternative for you to consider.
Yeah, and DJ Chark, again, I mean, if he invested this time, a lot of people passed on him last week, Jamie, didn't pick him up off the waiver wire, and then they had that chance again this week. In some of the leagues that I'm in, Jamie, I'm seeing people passed on him again. I mean, is it time now to say...
You did too.
Yeah, I did. I did also. I picked up... I forget who I picked up this week, but I don't
know. I like how you phrase it. I'm seeing guys pass on him.
I'm seeing guys, and I'm among the 10% and that are the 100% that are in there. So I guess moving forward, there's no chance to pick him up now. In most leagues, you shouldn't be able to pick him up after he already played. That's not a cool way to play fantasy. But Jamie, he's rock solid wide receiver three at this point, safe to say?
He's in that conversation. Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna, you know, consider him a starter next week at Denver, because that's not an easy situation to, you know, trust, especially if they get, you know, their full complement of secondary guys healthy. We'll find out this week, but for sure, you know, again, it's the same thing with Minshew. We're getting to the bye weeks. You're getting to, you know, a situation now where this is what you know what most of these teams are going to be. You know, 3 weeks into the NFL season, you have a good idea of, okay, can this guy play or not? And in this receiving core for Jacksonville, where Westbrook led them in targets and will probably end up being their target leader over the course of the season because he's their slot guy, but Minshew seems to like Chark in big spots, red zone targets, third down targets, downfield throws. You know, I mean, you've seen him now score a touchdown in three straight games. So, you know, at what point is it a fluke? 6 weeks in, 8 weeks in, you know, and then you say, okay, this is who he is. He's got a chance to be a sophomore surprise. And so he's had a very nice start to the season. You know, we'll find out once they get Marquise Lee fully up to speed, if he can maybe put a dent into what Chark has done and maybe a dent into what Westbrook, you know, maybe still could be. But I think you're just seeing what these two guys are doing in terms of their rapport, and it's worth buying into. So, yes, as a number three receiver, that's where he is right now. Can he get higher than that? That's the thing we still need to find out.
Yeah, and it seems like a different Jacksonville receiver every year. It ends up, I mean, we're going like 5 years in a row of different guys leading them in receiving, and Chark could be the guy this year. Okay, on the Tennessee side of the ball, I thought that first week was fraudulent, and that it's turning out to be the case, Jamie. In fact, I don't know how. Some people thought Tennessee should be favored in that game last night. Jacksonville's defense is still really good, but I guess the question for you is, Jamie, is that going into next week, and Humphreys finally busted out with a little bit of PPR action last night with 6 and 93. Henry was pretty solid, but the elephant in the room for the Titans is one more performance like that from Mariota, and do they go back to our old friend Ryan Tannehill, who failed for so many years in Miami? And would you even consider, in like, let's say, a super flex league, of stashing Tannehill? I don't know. It seems like a tough proposition to swallow there.
Well, you know, again, it's the Steelers are on a new quarterback. The Saints are on potentially two new quarterbacks. So you may have guys that you could drop. You know, you're probably not dropping Drew Brees in a super flex league, but if you have an open roster spot, it's absolutely worth taking a chance on Tannehill just to see, because again, we're getting into the bye weeks and you may have some moves you need to make. I think they'll probably stick with Mariota one more week. You know, if they end up losing to the Falcons in week four and they fall to 1-3 in a division that is still without Andrew Luck, and Jacksonville, who knows how they'll come out next week, and we'll see what the Texans, who have a tough road game against the Chargers, you know, they don't want to, you know, completely fall out of the division race right away. So if they feel that Tannehill is better, he might be. You know, he played really well in the preseason. So it's probably a situation that, you know, you're worth gambling on the thought of maybe Tannehill taking over and getting you some fantasy production. So, yeah, but really for the Titans, the main fantasy guys are going to be Derrick Henry and Delanie Walker, and then it kind of ends there.
Yep, for sure. Jamie Eisenberg is with us from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. In all the years you've been doing this, do you ever recall this many quarterbacks from the end of draft season till now being out? I don't ever recall this. If you start with Luck and then go on down the list, I think we're looking at five or six changes already and some long term. I've seen running backs this happen to, Jamie. I've never seen quarterbacks like this. Have you?
Not through week three. You know, I mean, we get it over the course of the season. We do one of our podcasts with Dr. David Chow, the sports doc on Twitter. I'm sure most people listening to your show know who he is. He says, you know, usually you get this percentage of quarterbacks over the course of the season, you know, a few more, you know, quarterback injuries or changes over the course of the season. It's just been accelerated. So you wonder what's still to come. And you brought up one, you know, because the quarterback change for the Titans, we're already seeing a quarterback change in Miami just in terms of guys getting benched and replaced. So those things could still happen. But in terms of injuries, you know, hopefully this is the this is what's going to be the extent of it, you know, with the Breeze injury, the Roethlisberger injury, the Cam Newton injury that we're dealing with now. So Sam Darnold with mono. So it's been very fluky and very unfortunate.
And so with all of the quarterback moves, was there one in particular that moved the needle more than others for you in terms of a backup that's come in? And Minshew at this point looks like potentially the best one of them all, but that's easy to say because he's got three games in and the other guys have two. When the news came down, was there one of these guys that you said, oh, okay, I may want to take a flyer on this one?
I mean, Mason Rudolph, just because of the talent in Pittsburgh, and, you know, hopefully he comes in and plays like we saw in the second half against the Seahawks. You know, that was a home game where, you know, sometimes backups come in and they, you know, sort of just play free and, you know, teams don't know what to expect. And we saw that with the two touchdowns to Vance McDonald and, you know, nearly keeping the Steelers in that game. So he's the one that's the most intriguing because there's long-term appeal. You know, the Saints and what Sean Payton is going to probably do, which use both guys in terms of Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill could be frustrating, you know, so I don't know if you want to buy into that. I'm obviously curious to see how Daniel Jones is going to do. You know, that's going to be a fun one to watch now that he's the guy for the Giants. And, you know, in what should be two favorable matchups the next 2 weeks, you know, Tampa Bay on the road. I know their defense has played better, but I still think there's opportunities with Sterling Shepard coming back and Barkley and Ingram for him to make some plays, especially what we saw in the preseason. And then I think, you know, we saw Kyle Allen last year in week 17 show that he can be capable in a North Turner offense with some good weapons, make some plays. You know, he ran around a little bit for 28 fantasy points. You know, take it for his first because the Saints were, you know, kind of in playoff mode already and not really worried about that game. But great matchup this week against the Cardinals. So if you're talking about a DFS option, you know, the Cardinals defense is terrible, and Kyle Allen is clearly cheap. So if you want to just build around a cheap quarterback, he's somebody that you can clearly target.
Yeah, I picked him up for a buck in Superflex League. I got to start two quarterbacks in this guillotine league I'm in, and I ended up starting him. You brought up a name real quick, and then we'll come back for another segment. Taysom Hill. What fantasy scenario is Taysom Hill starting? In what league, in what lineup, and what scenario would you recommend? Is there one?
I think in the leagues where you play a TQB, you know, where you get the team quarterback, because you get the points, if the scoring is done right, you get the points for him as a receiver, you get the points for him as a running back. And I'll give you a sneak preview for our show on Sundays. We do a bold prediction for our CBS Sports HQ show on Sundays, and I'm going to say he's going to throw for a touchdown, run for a touchdown, and catch a touchdown this week. Now, that's clearly not realistic.
Wow, that's big.
We're taking shots in the dark, but, you know, he's already caught one, and now he's going to get a chance, I think, to throw the ball more. So, you know, we could see a Bridgewater-Hill touchdown through the air. We could see one, you know, where they're inside the five, and Sean Payton keeps him there under center, and he dives over the pile like Breeze has done before. And then we could see him, you know, rush one into, throw one. If he getting the opportunity to finally throw the ball, you know, usually when he's in, it's all like a wildcat, but it would not be crazy, you know, just given the scenario of what, you know, Bridgewater kind of struggled through last week. And Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. He legitimately loves this guy as a quarterback, and I think he's going to try and be one of those coaches that makes it work with Taysom Hill if Bridgewater struggles.
Yeah, it appeared that way last year in the playoffs. We were all scratching our heads with how much usage they were giving Hill, so there's no doubt he'll be involved. Okay, let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back, one more segment with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS and CBSSports.com. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today on this Football Friday. Don't go away.
The nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast. SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Wager Talk with Teddy Covers and Ralph Michaels.
Air Force players are not regular college football players. They are military people that are regimented and don't have the same fall off. Couple technicals in this game, a big part of the reason why there's so much Air Force money. Air Force, as a dog of seven or more, has gone 9-1-2 against the spread their last 12 games.
Watch live weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid and Zumo TV, channel 719.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Jamie Eisenberg.
And welcome back, Craig Mish, along with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. How has the season been going over at CBS for you guys so far, Jamie? I know a lot of video up there, and you've had different players in and out. It seems like the fantasy game is just, I mean, the way that it's grown so much over the last 10, 20 years is fantastic.
Yeah, it has, you know, and it's fun. You know, I think the one thing that we try to do, and I know most of these, fantasy programs, yourself included, you know, you try to have fun. You know, there's so many smart fantasy analysts in this industry. There's so many smart fantasy players that play the game that you sort of have to be a little bit different and creative in how you sort of present the information to people so that they can not only learn something from you, but also walk away going, that was fun. Programming. That was a fun show. That was a fun listen. And so, you know, I think that's one of those things that we try to do and kind of try and keep reinventing ourselves as a network.
Yeah, the presentation now is arguably as important as the information, because as you mentioned, there's so many options that people have to get what we get, and people that do what we do, that the way that you present it is just so much different than the way it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever that is. So who did you recommend this week on the wire? Because I felt like the waiver wire this week was a little thin. Robinson on Kansas City was the one name it seemed like that was being added in most leagues. Were there some guy? I think I saw you mention some basically backup running backs, I thought, maybe getting ahead of the game, like I did last week with Mostert. I'm happy I grabbed him. I think he'll be something this year. But I think you mentioned some names, a couple of guys that I hadn't even heard of.
Well, I just tweeted the other day after we did our waiver wire stuff, you know, for more like really, really deep leagues, and certainly after some of the injuries came out. One in particular is Jordan Wilkins. You know, just with the fact that Marlon Mack showed up on the injury report on Wednesday. It's funny because going into Wednesday, he was the guy we were going to tout as our starter of the week because I like the setup for him. He's leading the NFL on carries. You know, they're finally at home after two straight road games. Atlanta's been a little bit suspect just in terms of the middle of their defense and their defensive line, so I thought that the Colts offensive line would push them around a little bit. And so if he doesn't play in terms of Marlon Mack, Jordan Wilkins ripped off a 55-yard run. He was disappointing last year as a rookie in the early part of the season when Mack was out, but I think he's one of those guys that will benefit just from that offensive line and how dominant that unit can be. So if he's available, pick him up today, drop him on Saturday or Sunday if we find out that Mack's going to play. But it's not a bad stash guy just to see if he's going to get a start. as a flex, deeper leagues. You know, he's I think like under 5% ownership, at least when I tweeted it. And the same thing with the Chiefs, Darrell Williams. You know, if both guys, for example, are out in Kansas City, and Damien Williams and LeSean McCoy, I would expect Darwin Thompson to get the biggest boost, but they'll use both guys, and Darrell Williams is at least a little bit more of a veteran presence. You know how coaches tend to get with that. So it could be a situation where Andy Reid leans on Darrell Williams. So two guys that are available in like 90% of leagues, at least on our site, and our site typically has a little bit higher ownership on those type of guys because – you know, we still are a paid site for our commissioner product. So, you know, I think it's worth investing in players like that just to see if you have an open roster spot, you can cut them and go back to the guy that you maybe had been holding on to previously.
If Damien Williams is out for the Chiefs this week, Jamie, is Darwin Thompson a starting flex option or RB2 in every fantasy league and 12-team leagues, every league?
He would only think be an RB2, I think, if both guys are out in terms of McCoy and Williams, because I think McCoy would take on the lion's share of the work, even at less than 100%. But he would be in the flex conversation for sure. And then if, you know, we get a scenario of, like, he comes out of that game as, you know, putting on a dominant performance, it could be a very good situation. I don't think this Ravens defense is very good. You know, they've lost so many guys over the last two seasons, specifically this past offseason.
Right.
And so I don't know if they're going to be the same dominant Ravens defense that you've been thinking of. But what I would expect is the Chiefs to attack them the same way that they did last year when they were in Baltimore, which is lean on their running backs in the pass catching role. And I think Thompson would kind of slide into that Damien Williams role, which is, you know, being as the third down guy, the change of pace guy, but mostly on passing downs, and that could be a good opportunity for him. So yeah, I would pick up Darwin Thompson now too. You know, he's ahead of Darrell Williams clearly, but he's not as available. So if you have Darwin Thompson sitting on your waiver wire, mostly in 10 team leagues, very similar to what I just said. If there's somebody you're just carrying just to see, drop that guy Friday, drop him on Saturday, pick up Thompson. If both guys play for the Chiefs, you cut him on Sunday morning and hopefully go back to the guy that you just got rid of.
Jamie Eisenberg is with us, and we're touching on a number of different topics and players. And there's really nothing that you can do, per se, if you're an Alvin Kamara owner or Christian McCaffrey owner with both of those quarterback changes happening. Although I will say, Jamie, that both players are sort of similar in terms of getting carries and also catching the ball out of the backfield. When those injuries went down with Newton and Breeze being out, was one of these players hurt more than the other for you? And if you are an owner of these two players, it's pretty much still plug and play at this point, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I throw James Conner in the same thing. You know, the very similar to what you said. You know, got to catch pass out of the backfield and, you know, dominant type of running back in that same regard. Not to the same level as the other two, but, you know, a must-start guy. I still think you're starting them, like you said. Who gets downgraded more? Maybe Kamara just a little bit because, you know, I don't think this, the threat of Bridgewater is clearly the same as the threat of Breeze. And Breeze has not been playing well going back to the end of last year from where you typically think of what Drew Breeze is. He's still such an amazing quarterback because he covers up so much with his accuracy, but he doesn't challenge down the field. And so, you know, I think that's kind of the same thing with Bridgewater, but, you know, teams now will focus on stopping Kamara and making Bridgewater make plays. You know, we'll find out how the Panthers offense will operate and how long Cam Newton is out, you know, but for this week, again, they're playing such a bad defense of the Cardinals that you're still starting McCaffrey. Like, I had McCaffrey number one in PPR in my rankings coming into the week, and I haven't moved him. You know, I don't think he's going to, you know, be downgraded, and he played well when Cam was out last season. So he'll be the focal point in North Turner's offense, and that's a pretty good situation. So, again, you're starting both those guys. You know, Kamara was a top three, top five running back most weeks, or at least the first 2 weeks. I think I have him like seven right now. So he's, you know, just down a couple spots.
All right, Jamie Eisenberg with us here from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. Let's pivot over to DFS real quick. I know that you gave us some really good recommendations last week and some potential sleepers for sure. You nailed it. So let's get a couple more going this week. Anything that is piquing your interest as far as maybe some unknown players? And by the way, DFS can help you in season long too. Maybe that's a player is sitting on the waiver wire or on your bench.
Well, it goes back to the question you asked about, you know, who did we recommend on waivers, and it's the same thing for DFS. Nelson Aguilar, you have the situation of the two main receivers for Philadelphia looking like they're going to be out with DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, and not just potentially out for week three, they could be out for week four because they play on Thursday. Aguilar is extremely cheap on both sites, FanDuel and DraftKings, and you can get great production out of him if the targets are up like we saw last week against Atlanta. Had 11 targets, over 100 yards receiving, scored quarterbacks. He may have had two. He had a big drop in that game, but somebody that can really benefit as the main guy there. And again, the price is fantastic. Larry Fitzgerald has just been playing great. You know, two straight games over 100 yards receiving. You know, I think he's going to still be heavily targeted from Kyler Murray, as we expected. They're running a lot of plays. They're throwing a lot of passes. Murray's really leaning on two guys in terms of Fitzgerald and Christian Kirk, another good DFS play if you're looking at it from that standpoint. You mentioned Raheem Mostert as a good guy to add, potentially play this week in seasonal. Same thing in daily. You know, the price is always going to be cheap for these backup running backs that, you know, until it sort of adjusts, especially when the starter's not hurt. And as most people will tell you, and they should, you know, Matt Breida's still going to be the starter. So Mostert's a great value on both sides as well. You know, somebody that you can use at the running back position and get great value out of.
All right, we're here with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, and some good waiver wire pickups for sure. Mostert will be in a couple of my lineups this week. You know, the one thing that I really am curious about, because of the way that college football is now available in some sites, Jamie, on DFS, and I know that you went like I did to University of Florida, so of course we're watching all of those games, but Is college football like in your conversation at all on Saturdays? And I know that you're married and you have kids and all that. Like, do you have time to do any kind of pre-draft scouting outside of the Senior Bowl, like during the season? I mean, because you're doing like a million different things over at CBS. For me, that's always been the hard dynamic. But over the last 5 years, I've made more of an effort to pay attention to college football, just, you know, from wagering and from a player perspective. Do you get into it as much now, more, or is it about the same as it used to be?
You have to obviously pay attention to it. You know, otherwise you're not doing your job as covering the NFL. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a college football savant and I sit here and watch every game from, you know, noon on Saturday until midnight Saturday evening. But I do watch the primetime games. You know, I will go back and check on, you know, things after, you know, seeing a box score or seeing, you know, a player that has a big performance. And, you know, once you're a few weeks into it like we are right now, and you're starting to get, okay, this guy's a good prospect. You know, we do a great job at CBS with our draft analysts, you know, and so I read their reports and, okay, this is a guy I need to keep an eye on. That's a guy I need to check out, you know, and you go watch some of the highlights after the fact. A lot of it, though, is really just mostly live coverage is watching the primetime games. And like you said, you know, I try to keep an eye on the Florida games as much as I possibly can.
All right, let's wrap up with this. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. Give me the matchup in fantasy that you're most excited about this weekend. Any game on the board, which is the must-watch game? And if you say Dolphins, Cowboys, that's going to be the end of the conversation. So pick a different game.
I mean, the obvious one is Baltimore and Kansas City. You want to see if Lamar Jackson on the road in a tough environment can keep doing what he's doing and facing clearly the best quarterback in the NFL. So it was arguably the best regular season game, maybe aside from Chiefs-Rams last year. You know, the comeback that the Chiefs had in Baltimore was fantastic. That throw, I can still picture it. You know, Mahomes running to his right, throwing across his body to Tyreek Hill, getting them back into the game. So it's going to be real fun to see if the Baltimore offense can keep up with the Chiefs offense, and if these two teams, which I think are going to be best into at some point meeting the playoffs if things work out right, you know, can it live up to the billing? And, you know, it's the highest point total for the week, so hopefully it lives up to that.
Yep, hope so. Lamar Jackson, this will be the big test, and the big test to have to score a lot of points to beat Kansas City. Maybe not so much on defense, but, you know, putting up three or four more touchdowns, we'll have to do that this week. Jamie, as always, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Good luck with all of your teams this weekend. Of course, good luck to the Gators, like me, and then we'll talk again next Friday. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, Greg, have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, there it is. Jamie Eisenberg giving you all the information that you need to succeed in fantasy football. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg and catch him over at CBSSports.com, Fantasy Football Today, all the great things that he and Dave Richard and all of the great analysts over at CBS do. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. We got some Exit Velocity coming up next, the final hot take, and then we will send it over to Full-Time Fantasy coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern at the top of the hour. I am Craig Mish, right here on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our show. If you are listening live on the FNTSY app, that is great. If you're listening on iHeartRadio's app, that is great too. But don't forget, you can listen to us as if we are a podcast, which is how you listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes or Google Play. And my top recommendation, by the way, for the weekend, if you guys aren't busy, download the Zumo TV app and you can watch Sports Grid live 24/7. We're live at the FanDuel Sports Sportsbook at the Meadowlands all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, covering both college and pro football. We will have Exit Velocity next. It will be a nice topic. It will be a hot topic of some kind. And, of course, I'll blow it in the end. We'll be back with more FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today and our final segment of the week right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy freestyle.
I was telling y'all in the preseason that I like the Green Bay Packers to win that division. Everyone was like, oh, Bears, oh, Vikings. And now all of a sudden, the Packers are 2-0. And out there in the narrative in the mainstream media is like, nobody picked the Packers. Nobody saw the Packers coming. Put it up, Danny. Put up the notes. There's Jilly Dilly taking the notes. Loves the Packers. Bears under 9.5. Green Bay, best bet for the NFC North. There you go. The easier schedule. Take that off. Thank you.
Monday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. And as we always do here on this Friday, we end with a little Exit Velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
I think what Thursday night showed in the NFL is you don't have to be drafted in the first round or the second round to be a capable quarterback in college football. But here's what needs to happen. You have to have a good offensive line, and you obviously have to have good coaches around you. And a really good example of that is Josh Rosen, who failed miserably with Arizona and will get another shot to fail miserably with the Miami Dolphins. Is it his fault that they didn't have an offensive line with the Cardinals? Is it going to be his fault that they have no one on the team with Miami? No. But you put a guy like Gardner Minshew into a good situation, he can flourish, he can thrive, and I think that could be the case for other quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll see if that happens this week with Mason Rudolph. We'll see if that happens this week with Kyle Allen and Teddy Bridgewater. It remains to be seen, but good situations sometimes produce good results. Go figure. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to Brad Ziegler and Jamie Eisenberg for coming on our program. Thanks to Chris Pavona for helping out today, as well as our producer, Sean Guastamacchia. Full-time fantasy is next. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday at noon. See ya.